The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Are we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting, you guys.
Well, we are podcasting. When we say rate, review, and subscribe, how many times do we have to tell you to do that, kids?
Go rate, follow it, or whatever.
Like us.
Click it.
Tell your friends.
Subscribe it.
Subscribe it. Watch us on YouTube. I think go to YouTube because we need to talk about the elephant in the room that for some reason we've been glossing over. It's my haircut.
Oh, Jen got a new haircut.
I got it back to like when we started doing I Mom So Hard.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same length.
Yeah.
And I realized it was partly because I'm growing my bangs out. So
yeah,
I like, it's just, I don't know, I'm growing them out. It feels a little bit better to not have such distance between the ends. So
yeah, it looks cute. And it's blondie.
I set it up just so that you could shower me with compliments.
It's called glazing.
Oh, is that
you
it?
You want me to glaze you.
Just
glaze you. Let's glaze the shit out
now
of it.
Now I want a donut.
I know. That's what the kids are calling it, is glazing. Is that gross? It's glazing is not gross.
Stop laughing. Is it gross?
Isn't gross.
Look, I do think.
No, because my kids.
Well, they know what it means. They don't know what it means.
I've been using it as an active word with people all the time. Lately.
That's the first time I've heard you use it. Let's look it up before you use it again, okay? Before we leave here today, Kristen.
Oh, no. Please, it's not gross, right? Okay.
Oh, Casey looked it up?
Okay,
I don't want you to suck up. I want you to genuinely tell me that I look better and younger.
You look better and younger.
Thank you.
I'm glazing you.
God damn it. That's not what I want you to do.
You did.
I know. She's a little bit disappointed because she wanted me to go blonder. So did I. Next time.
I have been put into a category that I do not feel comfortable. I weighed in and said, go blonder. And you did. And I think it looks great.
I love that you gave me permission to go blonder.
Jesus. How long are we going to talk about this? I want to tell you about.
Casey, as living proof here, Casey, the bangs. How long did we talk about the bangs? And
that was a hard time for me.
It was a long time.
I will tell you this. I went full bang. It wasn't a spritz of bang. It was
bang.
A full bang.
Yeah.
And then I just went and got like a little bit of a bang and I don't like them and I haven't talked about them at all.
Do you have a little bit of a bang? A
little bit, but I don't like it.
Okay.
And it was just like four hairs that were cut and that's enough.
They're tucked behind your
and
ears
I
right
look
now.
Back on my hair with bangs and I'm like, this, I'll never do that again. It was a really hard time. That's a more hair tragedy and it takes a long time to grow out that kind of bang.
I didn't have wisps. I had a pretty solid commitment as a bang.
You don't have fallout mentally like I do when it comes to changing my appearance.
That's why if you've followed us over the years, then you know I asked Kristen, for the sake of us all, do not try bangs.
I did, and it was really fun for 4 seconds.
I tell you what, I thought they looked I love them.
Eleanor loves them.
You with bangs.
I know. Eleanor loves them. She's like, Mom, I want you to go back to bangs. And I'm like, it makes me so happy to think that she thinks I look cool.
Yeah.
But then my mom was like, I am so glad we're done with those bangs. Yeah,
Terry,
God, they were in your face.
You're wrong. Terry,
they were in
wrong.
Your face. I like being able to see your forehead. I know.
I disagree.
Oh, well, I'm not on the, I'm not in the market. I'm trying to get my wizard grays to just get covered.
Oh,
that's
God.
All I've got the room for in my brain.
Yeah, I do think it, I got the hair stuff. I'm trying all this
stuff.
Doing
all
the stuff.
I'm trying
to thicken up the stuff.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
You know? Come see us live. You can go to imomsohard.com and see all the cities that we're playing and places
right.
we're going
to
be at.
Go there to get your tickets so that you don't pay scalper.
Yeah, don't play some butthole third-party prices. By the way, we don't make any money from that. Our website is just so that you get a place that's safe to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Don't buy them from like some fucker on Craigslist, okay? Just saying.
Well, and you should know that the show is much more put together than we are in the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's
it's a little more cohesive. Speaking of cohesive, can I tell you about this thing?
Yeah.
You know, when you get to a certain age and you're like, I don't know how many more firsts I'm going to have that are like, not like, of course you're going to have firsts that are sucky, but like you surprise yourself that you can still like get excited over something or that you'll go like you do roller skate again or you do something like that. Can I tell you? That salad that you ordered me 2 days ago was literally the worst salad I've ever had in my whole life. And I've been on
no
planet Earth.
Idea
I've
what direction this was going,
Earth
and I'm still
for
so
long,
confused.
And that was the shittiest thing I've ever eaten. I didn't know I had it in me to still experience the shittiest thing I've ever
okay,
eaten.
Okay, let me tell you why
it was
I,
the shittiest salad
okay,
I've ever
let
eaten.
Let me tell you why I ordered this salad for her, because I know kind of what she likes in salad, and it was described as a bib lettuce, like a butter lettuce. With beets, golden and the red kind of beets.
I like red beets.
And goat cheese.
That's all right. I
and
don't know. So mixed together, it looked like it
like
was like bad carpet.
Like a balsamic and some nuts and chicken. And
it was terrible.
How do you mess that up,
I don't
honestly.
Know. There was fruit in there, which I felt like was the bad move. There was a pineapple
always,
or a...
No. You're always going to put like an orange or
something
that's
what
in
there
with the... Kristen, that's right. I don't know. Maybe it was the dressing you didn't like.
I also didn't like the color scheme. It looked weird.
Here's my life, you guys. I have ordered this exact same salad for her from another place.
Brighter.
And she's been like, that's a great...
Brighter. It was brighter. This was like...
The lettuce was a little like...
We can all agree that we opened it and I was like, this looks like a 1970s like track home in color.
It looks like a pimento loaf salad.
Yeah.
But When I saw it come out of the bag, I was like, I should have gotten this.
And I was like, I'll have what you're having. This is a shithole. But I thought to myself, boy, it's nice to know that I can still get pissed off about bad food and that I still got it in me that like.
Kristen, I bet I can order you something right now. It'll piss you right off.
No, I know you can. I know you can. I'm saying that I haven't ordered something myself, asterisk. And got it and been like, oh, this is gross. It's like, it goes on my list of the worst salad I've ever had in my whole life.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
just
that's
2 days
shocking.
Ago. I'm happy to know I still got it.
I won't tell you where it came from because it's...
I know. I'm annoyed. I know exactly where it came from.
Well,
expensive dummy.
I ordered the salmon and it was quite delicious. So I felt guilty, but not guilty enough to share.
No, not. So I took two bites and I was like, this is rotten.
Yeah, when she said she didn't like it, I just started slamming that salmon because I didn't want to have to share. It was delicious. It had like a nice miso kind of glaze.
Yeah, you bragger.
On the top
it smelled
it.
So good. Mine was like
was
smelling
like crispy.
Like tape.
It was yeah.
It was garbage.
Sorry,
so but you guys, I know you guys have other things going on in your life that are way more exciting than hating a salad, but I don't.
Well, I will say, paying $22 for a salad and having it be bad, it
somebody
will piss you right off.
Punch me right in the.
I know, that's
boob.
Upsetting. I know.
I feel so mad about
it. Sometimes you go to a restaurant, like, look, I love Chili's, but sometimes I go and it's subpar. Like,
I don't think anybody's shocked by that, but you do.
That's what I'm saying.
You
but
do
it's also
go
not
to
$22
like,
a salad either.
I'll tell you this, though. I go into Applebee's, I go into Chili's, I go into some of these, like, chain restaurants, and everybody craps on them because they think they're not fancy. Every time we're on the road, we go in an Applebee's, I know exactly what I'm going to get and what it's going to taste like. I'm not writing a 5-star review for it, but I can count on it.
Exactly.
That's why I love McDonald's.
And the food is predictable. And if you have picky eaters like I do, like my kids are.
I know what's going to do to my system. So when we're on the road, I'm like, all right, Applebee's, this is a safe space.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do something. I'm not like, let's go get like spicy Thai food.
My God, nobody's getting Indian food.
No, I love Indian food, but man.
When you're traveling.
That minivan would write a strongly worded letter.
I'm not ordering sushi when I travel. Diary. I like to know the place I'm going to.
Yeah. Yeah, same. That's what I wanted to say about that. I was fired up about that.
Wow. I didn't know it was that bad that you would bring it up later.
A shithole sandwich.
Salad?
The salad.
Okay.
Literally the worst salad I've ever had.
All right. So let me just to clarify, because I will order things for us.
A harvest salad is fine. That harvest salad was shit.
That was a beet salad. Did you go into it wanting a harvest salad? Because that's where we're in trouble. I didn't say it was a harvest salad. Okay. It sounds like it's on me, you guys. I
just thought we knew each other better.
Wow.
I would never order that salad for you. Never, ever, ever.
I like a beet salad.
No way. Not that one. No way.
No, that one. I'm never going to order from that restaurant again because it'll be far enough away from the event that I'll go, was it? Did she say she really liked it or she really hated it? I can't remember. There's something standing out about that salad in my mind.
Joy Jen gets with me around all the time. She's ordered food for me successfully 1,000 times. On the road, she will get on. She'll be on Uber Eats. She'll order food for me that's perfect, that I'll like it. And all I can talk about is the one time she ordered me something that was shit. And that's all I want to talk about on a podcast.
Most of the time I'll order something. She goes, that sounds good. I'll have that same thing. We don't have that vastly different.
No, but you like to salt.
I like a lot of salt on stuff.
She'll salt food before she tries it.
Oh God. Yeah. Sorry, chef. Yeah, I am. I am. Mm-hmm. You know what my brother bought his niece, my daughter? Like a salt shaker that you would use in a prep kitchen. Like with the plastic, like with all the holes in the top of it.
My God.
She likes salt so much.
My God, that's not good for you.
No, actually, some studies that say it's very good for you.
Oh, my God.
What does it do?
Jen, it's just
blood pressure.
Yeah.
I can regulate.
You don't need to worry about that now. No. You don't need to worry about that now. You've got this haircut. You're young and spry.
Here's
what
I do.
You can salt the shit out of your food.
Look. I'm not a doctor, but here's what I do. Red wine to lower that blood pressure and salt.
You know what? You make jokes, but honestly, that is kind of like, you know, we all know those people that are interviewed and they're like, I'm 106. What's your secret? Whiskey?
Cigarettes. Yeah.
Cigarettes? Always. Dr. Pepper?
Yeah. Honestly.
I'm mad at people all the time. I'm going to live to be 1,000.
I got my nails done the other day. My nail lady goes, I think you drink too much. She goes,
Were you drunk?
No,
I don't know.
This was during the day.
I didn't know because she smelled sauce on you.
No, if she did, I would be like, yeah.
If somebody goes, have you been drinking? You're like, ooh.
Because I made some joke about I said just coffee all day long till I switched to wine. And she was like, do you have wine every day? I go, yeah, a glass or two. And she goes, that's too much.
Okay, you need to find a new nail person. That's she saw on your nails that you were drinking too much. I thought there was evidence in your cuticles. I was like, God, can you imagine?
Yeah, there's like I'm tearing through the foil.
Yeah,
on the
they're
top
like
of
you're taking it off
something.
And it's like Chardonnay. Yeah.
No, she doesn't drink though. So I'm like, of course that sounds like a lot. I'm like, the oldest living woman just recently passed. She was like 118.
Yeah, she talked about how she had whiskey.
Yeah. Like, and she started smoking in her 80s.
God bless her, man. Let her rip is what I say. I just feel like I am having such a tussle with alcohol right now. And
yeah,
everybody I think is like, well, that's good. Cause you know, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I know. Go
but
like,
I don't have anything to like this. Everybody calm down. I'm just saying I like to drink here and there and loosen up. And if it's one or two, that's plenty. I'm going to feel it the next day.
Yes.
I'm going to feel it after one. But I can't even get through a glass of wine these days because it gives me such bad heartburn. How old am I? I want to go back.
That's my deal.
I want to go back in time.
That's why I switched.
I want to do shots.
White
I
want to
get hammered.
I've never, what do you call that? Where my
tolerance
has never gone up. I don't think in all of my life. Even back when I would go to the bars in my 20s and be like, sure, six rum and Coke sounds right for an evening. Yeah.
Those are hard nights.
Yeah, but it's like it's never gone up. So I'm still at like one and a half.
I just want to have a drink.
I'll feel it sometimes.
I think the thing that is a bummer is that I miss it. I know what that sounds like, but I am now just
all right. What's a real fucking bummer dry. Is every it's real trendy to go no wine, no, and it swings this way. All
you mean
the time.
Sobriety?
Yeah, it swings historically this way. I can't even, I don't even say that word. I want to say that word. That's your own business. Do keep what you do in your bedroom, in your bedroom, in mine. I lay in bed and watch murder and I drink
wine. A little wine. Yeah. God bless you. I just, I hate white wine. I've always hated white wine. That would be my fix. If I could drink white wine, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
But I like chewy ass, thick,
I can't.
Rich,
ash is
red.
Really bad for burn.
And everything tastes bitter right now. I think it's perimenopause. I blame it on everything.
We were talking about this. So I do think I'm starting to.
No, you're very young.
Or that I'm like the signs I'm becoming more aware of. Like I just thought this was like, oh, this is where I'm at.
Blame everything. I blame
menopause.
Everything. I have a weird thing between my shoulders right now that it's just a weird dry patch of skin. I blame perimenopause. And I don't think it's that. I think it's the way I sleep. But I also blame perimenopause on that. Oh God, guys! Oh,
so sexy.
To go.
Well, let me sex it up just a little bit more. This is the thing that like turned the light on for me, where I was like, maybe something's going on, because when I wake up in the morning, my ears itch so bad. I want to take a hairbrush and like swish them. Or like it's crazy.
I've heard of that happening. I don't have that,
but evidently that's a symptom.
Yeah, it's a symptom. Welcome to the good times.
Yeah, we're not gonna.
Your booze goes away. Your vagina goes away. It's just darkness.
Well,
guys, let's change the subject.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But that's what I was going to say. We are in birthday season right now.
Oh, my God.
So I now have a 12-year-old.
Mine, I want to stay.
See?
14.
14, you guys.
14.
14
He's
is...
14.
That's 13. It's like, it's... You're a teenager, but 14, you are a teenager.
13 like, feels like... I literally think it's the most garbage year, 13. It is the year of... It's different. It's every one of them is different. But 13 to me for my son was like, you know, working out the dumb bits and saying dumb stuff and trying to be his own person when he still needs me, you know, like just trying to get him to, you know, say things the right way and have manners and just all, it's all like, I always say it's like they're like Rubbermaid tubs, and they have dents in them. And as they grow, those dents are like
popping out.
Boop, boop, boop. Yeah, and you're just there trying to help them.
Yeah.
But 14 feels like he's just like this little dude, and I'm very proud of him. I think the thing that I love about that kid is that, well, he gives me a run for my money, which I will always say that. He's a hard worker, and he's sweet, and he's cute. Yeah. And I see him like thinking about his future. He keeps telling me how he can't wait to have his own apartment someday so he can make sure his counters are clean. I think that's a dig that my counters are maybe a little messy, but I choose not to think of it like that.
Yeah, no. Well, now you said nice things about your son. I feel bad I didn't say any about mine. There's a lot of great
things. I think we can all agree
me.
I shit on my son more than
Well, my son, I will say, when we were doing his party invitations.
Yeah.
This is what I love about this kid is because he doesn't listen to me. He says, okay, when I'm like two words into a sentence. It's a new thing.
So no, that's 13. Coming on strong.
But he did. I had to make, this is what's, they are in middle school right now. So you don't have the mom's phone numbers like you used to. You don't even know who some of these kids are.
They don't want you to either. They want them to like be independent. It's like, but it's crazy. You do not know everybody.
The only way to invite kids to a party is a hard copy. You got to go
love
old school.
Analog.
You got to do like, but yeah. And I knew like we were really behind, you know, I knew I had to like call the rock climbing place and like
throw a Hail Mary.
Otherwise, I mean, they're going to charge me more if I don't get the names in and all that waiver signed and all that shit. So I had to print them out and like stick them on like a piece of like cardstock or whatever.
Got like a
made it in Canva. You're going to see that in our account. You're going to be like, oh, I like to rock climb. Why didn't I? Because I have a limit, Kristen. They will charge me more.
I know.
I can't.
You know, and do not plus one that shit either.
She's not, she doesn't like heights either.
No, I'm saying don't plus one. Don't bring your, no siblings.
Delilah was like,
that's extra money.
Did you put no siblings on here? I go, I'm going to tell them when they RSVP, no siblings, because it's just
I would have put that in bold print second thing. Dashiell McAdams, no siblings.
But I bought these blue envelopes for him to take him to school in. He goes, no, don't put them in there. And I go, God, I ran to Office Depot in the rain 5 minutes before they closed.
Take the damn thing.
He goes, I don't want to call that much attention to him. He goes, because I'm not giving them to everybody. And I don't want people to feel left out. And I was like, this is why I like you. No matter how much you cut me off and you don't care about my feelings. He does care about other
people's
feelings.
So that's his tell.
Kid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's good.
We're on a brag fest. I will say... Another thing that I've noticed about my son is he's a hard worker, which I'm really proud
of that.
I'm very proud of that.
That is, I mean, that's number one.
It is kind of number one.
You can kind of be okay in life as long as that's.
You know why? You know what it is? It's because he has the internal thing in him that he wants to be good at the thing he's doing. So he's willing to work hard. He knows that like nothing is, it's not a given. If he wants to learn how to shoot a soccer ball, he's going to have to go out and shoot 50 shots on goal. He's always been like that. He has a basketball in his hands or he's doing his homework for 2 hours. He never complains about it. I think he has to study hard, even though he does very well in his grades. He studies hard as well. He got a National Honor Society, so he's very proud of that. But he had to do community service hours for school and he did them at a kind of an area of town that's a little, you know, the hardship, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And so he donated
his
hours.
What
are you
going to send him to Beverly Hills and have him?
Right.
Like,
no, they don't let us in there.
Lawns?
So he went to this a rec area that like needed support, and he had to wear a hairnet because he was going to work in the concessions.
Oh,
and also he had to go pick up trash. And this kid didn't flinch. He's an eighth grader, and he had to wear a hairnet. And I was like, he was going to be around kids his age, and he did not care. And by the end, he was so proud of himself. He was like, yeah, I started out on garbage, and then they put me on the grill. So, you know, I kind of, like, moved up the chain pretty fast. And I'm like, I love that, like, you recognize that working hard got you on the grill.
Yeah.
You know, just, like, these little things. So I do think I'm not looking forward to high school. I'm scared about that. Yeah. But I'm not so sad to see eighth grade go away.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I'm out of good things to say about my son.
Yeah,
I'm going to let you win that one.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm over.
Yeah. He is going to be in high school, which is a little bit crazy. Next year.
Yeah.
Finn is.
Yeah.
And
I don't even know how to say that out loud.
God, I saw this thing just recently. 90210. How did we buy that they were sophomores, man? Sophomores in high school? They looked like they were in their 30s.
Agreed. Everybody keeps talking about how Jake from 16 Candles, they're like, not to blow your mind, but that guy's turning 65 this year. I'm like, he was 40 in that movie.
I do remember like being able to clock that even as a kid. I was like,
that guy does not look like any of these assholes that I go to school with.
Look out, Samantha. I think he might have. He might be the narc at
that guy might have dropped a few grades to stay in it. You know
and
what
he's
I'm saying?
Got a Porsche. I think he's a stockbroker.
I think he was the dad that owned the house.
Probably.
Oh, am I going to sneeze? Oh, God. It's all I've ever wanted.
She wants to see yourself sneeze on camera, you guys. And
okay, don't talk about it. It's not going to happen.
Do you want me to pluck a nose hair for
you?
Oh,
it's so close.
Oh, shit. I know.
Don't pluck my nose hair.
Well, that'll get you to sneeze, won't it?
Damn it.
It went away? But there's got to be something. Well, there's a lot of pollen here.
I really want to see myself sneeze. Guys, how boring can this podcast
be? I don't want to see you sneeze, so we're
going to try to outboring ourselves.
We're just fighting today, right? First it was the salad.
Let's talk
Then it was you had to have this brag fest about Finn, and now you're blaming me
you
for your
You can agree
sneeze.
With me that I don't brag about Finn
no,
very
I,
often.
I'm teasing you.
I'm trying to do a better job Kristen, of not just being mad.
If you spent an hour bragging about him, I wouldn't care.
No, you know why I would never do that? Because the second you do that, I guarantee you, I just jinx myself.
Oh.
I'm going to get a call from school.
100%. Anybody who's listening right now, if you got a kid under the age of 6, don't brag that
don't
your
brag.
Kid doesn't bite anybody, because the next fucking day they will bite another
and don't
kid.
Go, if you're single and you're newly married or something like that, and you're like, see a parent out, and they let their kid watch a phone or an iPad at dinner, and you're like, I'm never going to let my... Cut to 4 hours of Curious George just because you want to get a little time to talk to your husband at an Applebee's. That's going to be who you are, too. Okay? We all do our best.
I'm going to give an update where, if you were listening a couple weeks ago, I said, Delilah's done with YouTube. I took her off the YouTube because it is changing her
expectations.
How do
you know you're old? The YouTube.
The YouTube.
Yeah.
Hey... You don't jump off YouTube, ladies.
You watch
our podcast. And also, you're not going to sit and watch this family from Texas that has 19 kids and each one of them has an ensuite. That is not fucking real
what
life.
What is that? I don't understand what that is.
It's not 19. Do
they have a crew that records them, or is it like they put cameras in their... I've never watched one of those.
It's called Not Enough Nelsons, okay?
Okay, but I know a lot of Nelsons, and I would... There's a few I would say we've got enough.
Right. Okay. Because you watch this show and one of the older sisters will take one of the younger sisters to a Sephora haul.
Oh,
she drops $1,000.
Absolutely.
She gets like one.
Absolutely not.
And my daughter, who's 9, doesn't understand that's not real life. I'm positive I said this to you before. I'm sorry. But we did a hard stop to YouTube.
For this reason.
For that exact reason. And
I think that's great.
You don't understand real life. You're getting a warped sense of what life is like looking at YouTube.
I'm upset. I'm still on the $1,000 at Sephora.
It was probably more than that.
That's gross. And I see those girls do the Christmas hauls and stuff. I think they're disgusting.
It's warping your sense of money. It's just
it makes you
gross
greedy.
Consumerism. And I love to buy shit, but I'm saying it's too much.
Yeah.
I also am very into teaching my kids to buy used if they can.
Smart.
Especially for things. I'm not going to buy used underwear, you guys, but how long are you going to play this toy or this game, you know?
Yeah.
If I can find it on Facebook Marketplace,
smart.
It's going to come with a couple of scratches and dents on it, okay?
I will tell you, based on Jen's, this was also a podcast episode, I jumped on board of Poshmark.
Yep.
And I bought 3 things. And then something happened, and I don't know what happened, but I've become... part of the bigger Poshmark cult
community. Yeah.
Community.
Yeah.
And now I am getting just bombarded. There's a guy that sends me messages every day, and I did not bid on anything. It's some bundle thing that I'm a part of. I don't know what happened. I can't get out from under. I think they're going to come to my
All
house.
Right. I'll take your phone. I'll fix it.
Okay. It's so much. I don't know how to read the messages. I did get a really nice pair of jeans. On
Love
sale.
Pants. Yeah.
No, yeah. I just don't know if I can go back because that guy won't leave me alone.
So
give him the fucking salad. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Let him
Eat
out
a
this
beet
house.
Salad.
Eat
dick.
A beet salad.
Yeah.
$22. I'll give it to you for 11.
So she's not doing YouTube anymore. And she's
Happier.
Really following it. She's been playing that dress up game.
Oh, dress to impress.
Dress to impress. And she was in her room on the iPad. And I thought I'd
caught her.
I came in. I go, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm playing my game. I go, you're not on YouTube? She goes, no, I'm not allowed to
Just
do
impress.
YouTube. Yeah.
It is actually pretty fun. You would love it.
It's creative. I know.
And Eleanor loves it. You know what she told me? She's like, Mom, the genre I like the most is the 2000s. I'm like, no, that's low-rise jeans.
Absolutely.
No.
And mesh shirts that make you pit out. Yeah. Totally. So but it's helping her. We were having conversations.
Yeah.
And it really is. This detox from watching those videos that are geared towards kids is totally
Finn will
her.
Watch the shorts on our TV. He's not allowed to have it on his phone. And they just make me insane. And I hear myself and I sound old. And I'm like, find something with a beginning, middle, and end. Beginning, middle, and end.
A narrative.
He's perfectly happy. Yeah. He's worked really hard. He's getting good grades. And I can't not be on his ass. I'm like, beginning, I don't understand what any of this, but why are they all trying to make basketball shots?
Delilah worked so hard. This was a thing I was telling. She taught herself cap cuts, that app, in order to.
Same with Eleanor.
In order to do a Martin Luther King Jr. video. And she's using it for all kinds of what I would consider nefarious, to put her in a scene with Edward Cullen.
Same.
And
JJ from Outer Banks.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of fun edits.
I'm saying it's great. You know how to use a green screen, but this is your.
Eleanor, I think, has like wedding photos of her and JJ.
I know.
She's obsessed.
It's
and
amazing.
She's so obsessed. I told you this. She's so obsessed that like we can be in the car having a conversation about something else. Just talk about something random.
Oh, some people like Raising Cane's chicken.
His girlfriend
was
not supportive at the time when he was JJ.
Oh.
His girlfriend in real life was not supportive.
Mid-thought you started talking, Eleanor.
Huh? Wait. Sit well because of JJ in Outer Banks. JJ in Outer Banks. I'm like, whoa, she's in so deep. She loves him. She wants, she would like to marry him, is what I think. I think there's a lot of pictures that are being created that might be a future photo album.
And that's fine.
Yeah. Well, no, he's too old for her, but I get it. He's blonde, he's blue eyed, he's troubled.
He's Jake from 16 Candles.
But we agreed, like, Jake from 16 Candles did look like somebody's dad. We were like, whoa.
I know.
But William Zabka from Karate Kid, I was like, oh, yes, okay. We can get
William
married.
William Zabka again.
I would like to think that our Amazon special brought the universe up, and then all of a sudden they got the new Karate Kid. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that is
okay,
true.
Okay, I'm
it's
not
true.
Trying to.
We these two ladies, for as old maybe as we are.
We brought them back into the ether.
We have our finger on the pulse of media trends.
And I'd like to say he holds up well.
I don't know. I still kind of think. No, Kristen, you know my problem with him is that he's like such a bad boy dick. That's what you like about him. I was very on the Ralph Macchio side of things, which.
There's a lot of character development in the new episodes. We see it behind the. I knew that there was more to him than we knew. Like, it's not all trouble. There's sweetness there that if you are allowed into his ether, he gives you his sweetness.
Oh my gosh, maybe I'm going to sneeze. Is it a dream that you see me sneeze on camera?
Not as much. You lucky bitch!
Oh, I did it. Oh, man.
This podcast is sponsored by Marley Spoon. I think one of the biggest challenges of being a mom is meal planning. And we all have the best of intentions, but I just find meal planning to be a tad bit unrealistic when everybody is busy, everybody's at different fields playing different sports, and we all want to try to do it, but it makes it really hard. That's why I love Marley Spoon, because first of all, they taste great. I love my meals. They're pre-portioned ingredients and easy to follow recipes, which is key for me. And Marley Spoon has over 100 weekly recipes. There's something for every mood, from comfort food to lighter options. There's new 15-minute express recipes, which I really like. They're perfect for nights when you only have 30 minutes to whip something up. And also, if you want to feel fancy, there's a collection of Martha's Best recipes featuring at least two of Martha Stewart's dishes every week. And all of Marley Spoon meals are reviewed by a registered dietitian, so you're making healthier choices without the guesswork. Marley Spoon helps you cook at home, stress less, and eat better. It's like having a personal chef who does all the hard parts. This year, fast track your way to eating well with Marley Spoon. Head to marleyspoon.com/offer/momsohard and use code MOMSOHARD for up to 27 free meals. That's right, up to 27 free meals with Marley Spoon. One last time, marleyspoon.com/offer/momsohard and use code MOMSOHARD so they know we sent you.
Sorry about that.
I've been waiting to see myself sneeze, and you just got it in one episode because I summoned it.
What's going on in this room? Is there like feathers flying around in here?
God damn it. That's so unfair.
Listen.
You also hold back your sneezes, so it's not even like watching a real sneeze.
I press my tongue against the roof.
Not me. I let it rip.
If I let it rip, I'd either poop or shit. poop, shit, or pee. At number three, I don't have the pelvic strength.
So unfair.
But I did. Okay, listen, you're going to get really excited about this. They filmed the second, the Karate Kid series for HBO or whatever it is, right over here.
Okay.
Like down the street. And I was thinking,
go stop
hang
by.
Out, maybe just see.
Come on, man. Let me have a little bit more cool than that. Like, let me have, you know, make me an extra or something that he like falls on and then he has to French kiss. Cause then it's work. It's not cheating.
I think we can make this happen.
Okay.
So Delilah with cap cuts, I have to tell you, cause I'm going to brag about her now. And then it feels like it's even like a two for one. Like,
right.
Okay.
I haven't said anything good about Eleanor, but that's, I say so many things good about her. I feel like she can sit this
she's,
one out.
Yeah, she's good. She's ahead. She's ahead. But Delilah, I throw her under the bus quite a bit, but look, she learned cap cuts and she had to do a project for school and everyone was very impressed because she edited it herself.
Wow.
And in the
in
app.
Cap cuts.
Yeah. And it was really funny. She put in like, since the dawn of time.
Aww.
Yeah. And it was on this book, Esperanza Rising.
Yes, I saw it on her documents.
Okay.
But did she do well on it?
Did you watch the video?
No, I just saw the, like her little writing or something.
Oh, God. How is that on there?
I don't know.
Why is that on there?
Don't worry. Why? What are you worried about? That I'm going to see stuff?
That she's going to see your menstruation calendar and sex calendar that you accidentally tie to all of our Google accounts, Kristen.
You be married, okay?
I am married.
Well, I'm not putting anything on the calendar.
I'm not because that's a commitment. I'm not doing that.
Sometimes you got to, if you're in marriage counseling and they say, mark it on the calendar, you're like, bang this day.
This is why I don't
doing
go to
my
marriage
best.
Counseling. I got a busy schedule.
I hated marriage counseling. It was terrible.
I kind of would like to go.
Uh-uh. I was like, now I'm just mad at you even more. I don't recommend it.
Anyways, the kids, they're learning technology for whatever evil like iPads are in our world. I don't know. I can't edit myself into a video with
that
Edward Cullen.
That is not true. You edit our videos.
But when I was her age.
Oh, right.
I was like, my
well,
mom was like.
We didn't even have desktop computers yet.
I was like, please stop picking your nose.
Yeah, like Oregon Trail.
Where I was at. Oh, my God. On an Apple IIe.
Yeah, that was
at school. We had it. My dad made our computer from parts he got at Radio Shack, which is, you know.
I did not have an at-home computer my whole life.
Really?
We did not have a desktop or anything. I would just use the computers at school.
Wow.
And then I got my very own first computer. Remember the Mac that was like a big green that you can
But
I bought it myself when I moved out to LA. So I even went through college without having my own computer.
Yeah.
And then I went and then I had cause you know you would have the what do you call it? The computer library or the lab. You can go
computer
and, like,
lab, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I spent so many hours in
many
that place.
Late nights in that place.
Like print. And it was like
I do think that's why fluorescent lights bother me so much as being AdSense memory.
I know. And I was like, please, I gotta get this in 11 minutes. And it would just like the rotator on the dot matrix would like get jacked up. Yeah.
That's like, really bad. I can probably do a better impression than that. That's pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I did not. And then I had my own computer when I was moved out here and thought it was like $1 billion.
Let me tell you about a new thing that I really enjoy right now. It's a hot flash.
Okay.
Benson Boone.
If I were...
Is that his name? Am
yes.
I saying it right? Okay.
If I were my daughter's age, that would be the person I would think about. Actually...
That is the person I think about.
He is so damn cute.
Did
you know that he was a diver in college? This kid has just failed up in
every
way.
Direction. Okay, he's a
play
pop
the
singer.
Piano.
He's the guy on the Grammys this year, wore the powder blue jumpsuit.
And he did itch his wiener in front of everybody. I thought that was a little tacky. See, again, you're just like, as a mother, you're like, please don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Everybody's celebrating you. Don't itch your junk in front of everybody at the Grammys.
It wasn't an itch. That suit, he was probably worried about camel toe because he had like a 1970s disco suit on.
Yeah.
He had done two backflips, Kristen. You try to not get a wedgie.
I would have gone one leg over the other and tried to.
And everybody knows that's what you're doing.
But
he just
still,
did a quick,
not so.
He
did this a was a real crap.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking he could have gone maybe behind the piano. to adjust or something.
I'm not trying to say that's what we're looking at in his performance. I think he is so charming and so cute, and he has a voice that sounds like he's 6 foot six.
Yeah,
it's this earthy.
He's cute.
Grizzly, grovelly.
He's got a mustache.
He's got a little bit.
He's got like a. He looks like a flashback to the 70s. Like
yeah,
somebody
he's got that,
that
little that like poofy hair that like yeah. works.
And
where most of the boys are getting it wrong, he's getting it right.
A lot of, he's not gay. So ladies, there's not a chance.
There's nothing about him that reads
also,
gay to me.
He, really?
You know why?
Your gaydar broken.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that we all know that. Like five of my most significant crushes in college were with very out gay men. I was like, are you sure? And they're like, I'm carrying a purse. And I'm like, but it could be that you just want to carry your stuff. And he's like, and I'm wearing clogs. And I'm like, yep.
So he's married, which doesn't necessarily.
What, Benson Boone?
Yeah.
He's not married.
He is married. That case, can we look it up? Because this is what I heard.
What, he's married, 20.
Which doesn't necessarily. He's Mormon.
He is?
That's the other rumor that I heard. So he's like, which, you know, none of those things mean you're not gay, but I'm just saying he's really trying hard to not be if he is.
Listen to me. I don't think that guy's gay. I think that guy is got that thing that Harry Styles does, that Prince did.
Yeah.
That even,
it's like kinda,
who's the, it's the guy that's like 80.
Bill Cosby.
No. It's that guy.
That is a Bill Cosby impression, isn't it? That she's doing with her body.
Casey, okay. Who did we just talk about? Rolling Stones.
Oh, Mick Jagger?
Yeah, Mick Jagger.
A little androgynous.
Yeah. I think there's something really attractive when a guy is a little feminine. If it's like that.
We all do.
I think it's a thing, man.
Yeah.
It's like you're so fine with yourself that you're going to lean into wearing like sparkles or glitter or V-neck. Harry Styles in a V-neck. I can't see straight.
I mean, Harry Styles.
I mean, no wonder I had crushes
necklace.
On gay men. Yeah. I mean, that's. What are you looking up, Casey?
So he is Mormon. All the articles say girlfriend.
Oh, okay. So not married.
Casey.
There's still a chance, ladies.
Casey knows.
Yeah, Casey knows.
Jen's
yeah.
like, I heard he's Mormon and he's married. And how old is he?
Well, that we need to know because we need to know if it's on the table.
I think Benson Boone. Jesus.
22.
Jesus.
Jake Ryan, 38.
38 at best, 16 candles.
I know.
Here's the other thing I like about this generation with the, especially like Chapel Roan and all these guys.
Yeah.
There's this like theatrical part to them that I think they're really leaning into.
Yes.
And it's not in the same sphere of like grunge. It's not, it's theirs. It's their own. And I'm here for it. Like Chapel Roan dressing like I know the Grammys were a long time ago, but dressing like that weird clown and having like the, you know, like the glass clown look where it's like the purple goes into the eyes and it's like glassy.
Yeah.
And she's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, I'm into it. I think it's like giving kids, young people permission to be this like, I don't know, hybrid version of,
sure.
I think it's cool.
Yeah. I totally agree with it. I also like Chapel Roan. Why am I obsessed with the Grammys? But I am. Sorry. She's a great singer, too.
Oh my God,
like, it's
a
little bit, it feels like there's more appreciation for the arts or something like that.
I know.
Right
we need it. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good.
It can't all be done using cap cuts, Delilah. You have to, like.
Some of it needs artistry.
And
not that the cap cuts isn't.
You know, when we were growing up, there was art like Karate Kid. It was better.
It was 16 Candles. It was Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's hard-hitting, multiple Oscar award-winning.
That's right. Scripts that meant something,
that,
had
like,
a message.
Yeah, like the lead guy's name Booger. Like,
yes,
that was
you guys.
Important.
I'm glad we're getting back to that, finally.
I know. I really did love all of those, though.
I did, too. I know.
You know what one I just thought of that I was, like, obsessed with, and I remember thinking all of them were super hot? Lost Boys.
Oh, God, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Was, oh, my God, every single one of them.
All as vampires, I was like, take me.
Exactly. Those vampires, you throw a teenage vampire into the mix.
Oh, my God.
And women.
It's exactly what's happening today.
They can't help themselves.
You know what? Edward Cullen, I mean, it's still so popular today. It's the vampire
it's
thing.
It's the bad boy thing. I know. It's like our friend Ashley's like, I wanted to date a guy that was in the Italian mob. I just thought it was so hot. There's a little bit of bad boy appeal. And
yeah.
Who's worse than Nosferatu. Yeah, that's like the ultimate, you know?
So hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually hot right now. I think you did.
I need to lay down.
Pioneer.